Good morning. This is your Daily Berlin Briefing for June 7th, 2017. Irmela Menzer-Schramm is known for her political activism all across Germany. For more than 30 years, the self-proclaimed political cleaning lady has been removing Nazi stickers from light posts and walls and painting over hate graffiti. She has received several honors for her activism in Germany, but she has also had run-ins with the law several times, as spray painting and graffiti is illegal. A recent case against her has been dropped by the court in Görlitz. Mrs. Menzer-Schramm had painted over Nazi slogans in the area. The place, a pedestrian tunnel, had many paintings already, so the charges were dropped on the premise that the overall appearance of the tunnel was not affected. In another case in Berlin, Mrs. Menzer-Schramm was convicted and must pay a 1,800 euro fine for damage of property. She changed the message that said, Merkel muss weg, to Merkel has muss weg. This translates roughly from Merkel must go to remember, hate must go. Public prosecution has appealed as they believe the initial sentence was too mild. The charges have also been appealed by the activist herself, and she is confident to be dismissed of all charges. Berlin police are currently investigating three murders that have occurred in the capital and are looking for suspects. On May 17th, a man was beaten to death with a baseball bat in Neukölln by two masked men. Six tips have been provided to the police so far from the public. On May 14th, a man was stabbed in Volkspark Friedrichshain. Police are following 13 different tips. Additionally, an unsolved case from 2015 in Oranienplatz Kreuzberg, where a man was attacked and stabbed to death, is being investigated. Police are still looking for a 25 to 30-year-old man with a, quote, Mediterranean appearance. Despite these cases, murders and homicides in Berlin are in decline. In 2016, 37 murders and 92 attempts were counted in total. This is the lowest rate in 10 years. The Christian Democratic Party, CDU, is demanding an action plan to prevent, fight, and prosecute violence coming from the left autonome scene, and has published a proposal. The motivation for this proposal are ongoing conflicts between residents and the police on Riga-Straße in Friedrichshain. Many houses on this street were formerly or are still squats used by supporters of the left autonomous scene. There have been several incidents where cars were set on fire or the police were attacked. Only last week, masked supporters were throwing stones at officers. Residents who speak up against the violence have been threatened. There have also been several incidents where police were trying to evict apartments or houses that escalated into violence. Neither the former red-black government nor the red-red-green coalition have been able to rectify the situation. A 25-year-old man from Glasgow who went missing over the weekend has been found. The man was part of a group of friends that spent the weekend in the capital. He had reportedly lost his passport, wallet, and phone, and was not allowed to board the plane when trying to return. After getting no sign of life on Monday, his mother took to social media and published a note, which was widely shared. On Tuesday, the man posted a short note on Facebook. I'm sound, he wrote. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends. Thanks for listening.